This week we've had the pleasure of speaking to a couple of artists who work in very different mediums. Alison Kinnaird is a glass artist and she has produced a work for remembrance which is on display at St Giles Cathedral. The second is Tom Wilson, who used to own the Open Eye Gallery on Abercrombie Place and whose work is now on display there. So taking the theme that the ordinary is beautiful, you've created this mini-series here of what I might call still lifes, would I be correct?
Yes, I would call them still lifes. They're collections of objects. I do collect little things, like I have a collection of nails, I have a collection of keys. There are you know, wooden clothes pegs, there are brushes of all different sizes. One of the brushes in here belonged to Alan Davey, one of them belonged to John Bellamy. So, you know, this was a collection. You know, I was going to do a drawing called, which I might still do. In fact, painting is not dead. Everyone's always been saying, you know, the art of painting is dead. It's all conceptual art now. Well, I was going to take a brush from each of the artists that I knew to prove that painting was not dead and have them in a row. So, you know, that's the kind of thing that goes through my mind when I'm working towards an exhibition.
What drives you then to do some new painting? Is it just for the purpose of selling and the next exhibition?
No. I mean, it's purely for the love of it. I can't think of anything better than sitting at night with a bunch of pencils, a bunch of crayons and some paper and seeing what happens. You enter into a different world, you know, you've got this blank canvas and you never know where you're going to go with it. And it's a wonderful thing to see something come to fruition. So it's very enjoyable. My wife and I run the gallery for, I think, about a million years, so it's quite odd to be back in a different guise. We've jumped over to the other side of the fence.
We've got time to
travel. Yes, and whereas before we were tired, we would know a year in advance where exactly we were going to be at a certain time of the day. You know, we'd be having a private view here or whatever. That's all gone, which is great. Freedom.
In particular, there's a huge array of figures we might know. And I think even figures we might know in a manner we might know. Are you just copying other people's work here?
No, well, the word copy is not really in my vocabulary. It's study, really. If they were copies, they would be the same size, the same medium. These are all in black and white. These are all in graphite. Almost all of the images are paintings, which are much, much larger. Oils on canvas, watercolours. So they are basically studies. I have reduced the size quite substantially in every case. I quite like the idea of bringing everything right down to almost miniature. And these are images that I have lived with and admired for many, many years. Things that I've seen in museums. And I do get a little bit obsessed with certain images, and I go back to them and go back to them, and I do them in watercolour, and I do them in pencil, and I play around with the sizes. I mean, they're not copies in the sense that you couldn't scale them up and they would fit perfectly. That would be impossible. You would see that they're done straight away without any photographic
methods. So, you know, one of these, you might have drawn one of these several times over.
Oh yes, definitely.
How long would one of these take?
Depending on the image, one could take two nights, sometimes a week, and there's a lot of rejection where things just don't work, and you just have to bin them basically and go back to the beginning and start again.
So you are your own worst critic.
Yes.
Or best critic, isn't it?
You know, my wife is my best critic. She tells me when they're not right.
The exhibition by Tom Wilson, The Odd Man Out, Works on Paper, runs until 19th November at the Open Eye Gallery, 34 Abercrombie Place in Edinburgh. Alison, can you describe for me the installation that is here in St Giles?
Well, it's really an army of glass soldiers, and glass seemed a really good medium to work in because it's so fragile and people are fragile in wartime. And they're all lit either with white light or red light. And they really stand out and glow against the background.
And the light is coming from underneath, but you can't really see where it's coming from.
No, the light's hidden. I mean, this is one of the extraordinary things you can do with glass and with LEDs these days, because they're very easily hidden. And so it's a mystery to people where the light comes from, but the figures really stand out.
And each figure, and they're not all soldiers, but each figure is quite different.
That's right. It's a uniform which is basically a modern army uniform, but it's done in quite an abstract way, so quite a loose way, so that it doesn't refer to any particular period or regiment or country even.
And what would you like people to think about when they see this?
Well, I think people, they do take the message, one doesn't need to give it to them, that war is a dreadful thing. And I'm sure we're all too much aware of that these days.
Yeah, especially now at this time of year with the 100th anniversary of
the war that was meant to end all wars. And what are we doing now? It's just simply dreadful.